All right. January the 15th, good to be in the house of God today. I finally got this thing going. Amen. We're in Genesis chapter 43. Thank y'all for all your prayers. I've been on the weather Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And miraculously better this morning. I never dreamed I'd be able to be here this morning. I told Brother Ed last night, I said, I'm sick of the dog. He said, you think you'll be able to be there tomorrow? I said, pray for me, and he did. And Bessie called me yesterday and had prayer for me over the phone. But we thank God for prayer. We thank God that God hears and honors prayer. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But good to be here this morning. Our lesson this morning, God has already given Daniel two dreams.
Yeah.
Not Daniel, but Joseph, two dreams.
Right.
In those two dreams, first one, his brothers bowed down to him. The second one, the moon and the sun and bowed down to him. And now God's fulfilling those dreams that Joseph got. And, Joseph, he's been interpreting everybody's dreams. He hadn't interpreted his. But in this chapter here, you'll see where he understands that God gave him those dreams just so he could get him where he is. Verse 1 here, we'll go to the Lord in prayer here. Lord, we thank you, Father. Lord, this beautiful day you've given us gathering in your house. We thank you, Father, for these that are here this morning. Thank you for Brother Steve showing up here this morning, Lord. Lord, we just pray, dear God, Lord, you bless our efforts. We pray, Father God, Lord, for those that are listening by way of online. I pray, Lord, dear God, you'd set a table, Lord, that bread and fish upon the fire, Lord, for the hungry. And, Lord, wells of water, Lord, for those that are thirsty. I pray, dear God, Lord, you'd meet the needs. We pray, Lord, Father, for Joyce Anna, Lord, a special unspoken request.
Yes, ma'am.
Lord, we're thankful for her, Lord, listening. And we want to send a prayer out for her. Lord, we've got a lot of people out there, Lord, in need of prayer. And we pray for each and every one of them already this morning.
Yes.
Lord, we pray for them again even right now. Fill your house, Lord.
Yes.
Fill our hearts today.
Yes, Father.
May we leave today, Lord, saying, sure has been good to be in the house of God today. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Verse 43, and this famine is part of the dream that God gave Joseph. It says, and the famine was sore in the land, and it came to pass when they had eaten up the corn which they had brought out of Egypt, their father said unto them again, or said unto them, go again, buy us a little food. Mm-hmm. Now, this has caused a little bit of controversy, because the first time they went, when they come back, they found out they had all their money in their sack. Mm-hmm. And one of them here stayed behind. I believe it's Simeon. Stayed behind, and they were supposed to bring their younger brother to prove that they weren't spies.
Yeah.
And Judah spake unto him, talking about his father Jacob, saying, the man did solemnly protest unto us, saying, you shall not see my face, except your brother be with you, talking about that younger son, Benjamin, who wasn't with him. He said, if thou wilt send our brother with us, talking about Benjamin, we will go down and buy thee food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One thing about food, I didn't find out when I'm hungry, I'm going to find something to eat.
Amen.
Now, buddy, I was over at that new barbecue place over there by Ollie's. It's called Bucky's, I think. And I went in, and it's a good place, very well set up. They got good food. They got plenty of help. But as I sat there, I had a couple people like me waiting for the order, and they were younger women. And I spoke to them. I said, ain't it something God made us where we have to eat? They looked at me like a calf looking at a new gate. And I said, he didn't just make us where we have to eat, but he made us where we could enjoy it. I said, I like to smell a good meal.
Yeah.
I like to taste it.
Amen.
I like for the temperature to be just right. I like to, taste and smell and all the seasons and everything. God didn't just make it where we have to eat, but he made it where we could enjoy what we eat. I thank God for that.
Amen.
Now, one thing about eating, Since I have to eat, God's got a little say-so over old Brother Eddie. See, these guys, they're in a famine. And it's a sore famine in the land, and God's fulfilling His dream. And they're not necessarily on board with it. So He says, if thou wilt send our brother, talking about Benjamin, with us, we'll go down and buy thee food. But if thou wilt not send him, we will not go down. For the man said unto us, ye shall not see my face, except your brother be with you. Right. And now Israel, which is Jacob, and Israel said, wherefore deal ye so ill with me, as to tell the man whether you had yet a brother? Mm-hmm. And they said, the man asked us straitly of our state, and this is talking about Joseph, yeah, and of our kindred, saying, is your father yet alive? Have ye another brother? And we told him, according to the tenor of these words, could we certainly know that he would say, bring your brother down? Right. Mm-hmm. And Judah said unto Israel, his father, send the lad with me, and we will arise and go, that we may live and not die, both we and thou and our little ones. You see, they're in kind of like a catch 22 right here. They've got to go. They don't want to go, but they got to. So verse 9, he said, and I will be surety for him. Of my hand will thou require him, if I bring him not unto thee and set him before thee, then let me bear the blame forever. Mm-hmm. He went a little overboard in that surety there. He said, for except we had lingered, surely now we had returned this second time. Mm-hmm. And their father Israel said unto them, if it must be so now, do this. Take of the best fruits in the land in your vessels. Carry down the man a present, a little balm, a little honey, spices, myrrh, nuts, and almonds. And take double money in your hand. And the money that was brought again in the mouth of your sacks, carry it again in your hand. Peradventure it was an oversight. Now that just tells me that Joseph and his sons don't have a clue what's going on here.
Right.
This is something that God has done, and He's done it in such a way that they're being taken care of. They don't even know it, neither do they even understand it. And even today, God's taking care of us.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I've had to look back,
yeah,
and see where my meal barrel was on empty, mm-hmm, and God put something in it. And, you know, God's taking care. He's a good shepherd. He's taking care of us, just like He's taking care of Jacob and his sons,
yeah,
in this matter right here. Verse 13, Jacob finally consents. Take also your brother and arise and go again unto the man. Now listen what Jacob says right here. And God Almighty give you mercy before the man. I want you to know, bud, he went to the highest that you can go,
yes,
and ask him for help, that he may send away your other brother and Benjamin. And if I be bereaved of my children, I am bereaved. He's pretty desperate right here. And the men took that present, and they took double money in their hand, and Benjamin rose up, went down to Egypt, and stood before Joseph. Now, they don't know that this is Joseph, but they will. And when Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said unto the ruler of his house, bring these men home and slay and make ready, for these men shall dine with me at noon. And the man did as Joseph bade, and the man brought the men into Joseph's house. And the men were afraid, because they were brought into Joseph's house. And they said, because of the money that was returned in our sacks at the first time we brought in. They're thinking they're in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I guess we would too if we was, yeah, in their shoes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That he may seek an occasion against us and fall upon us and take us for bondmen and our asses. And they came near to the steward of Joseph's house, and they communed with him at the door of the house, and said, O sir, we came indeed down at the first time to buy food. And it came to pass when we came to the end that we opened our sacks, and behold, every man's money was in the mouth of his sack, mm-hmm, our money in full weight. and we have brought it again in our hand. And other money have we brought down in our hand to buy food. We cannot tell who put our money in our sacks. And he said, peace be unto you, fear not, your God. Look at the influence that Joseph has made here in Egypt.
Yeah.
You know, this is the head of his household. Mm-hmm. And he says unto these brothers of Joseph, peace be unto you, fear not, your God and the God of your father have given you your treasure and your sacks. I had your money, and he brought Simeon out unto them.
Yeah.
Simeon is the one they left behind.
Yeah.
And the man brought the men into Joseph's house and gave them water, and they washed their feet, and he gave their asses provender food. And they made ready the present against Joseph. It's hard to read here. They made ready the present against Joseph came at noon, for they heard that he should eat bread there.
Good morning, Kathy.
And when Joseph came home, they brought him the present which was in their hand into the house and bowed themselves to him to the earth.
Right.
Now Joseph's dream was that his brothers would bow down to him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he asked them of their welfare and said, is your father well? The old man of whom ye spake, is he yet alive? And they answered, thy servant, our father, is in good health.
Mm-hmm.
He is yet alive. And they bowed down their heads and made obstinance. And he lifted up his eyes and saw his brother Benjamin, his mother's son, and said, is this your younger brother of whom you spake unto me? And he said, God be gracious unto thee, my son. That's actually his younger brother. But notice here, verse 30, and Joseph made haste, for his bowels did yearn upon his brother, and he sought where to weep. And he entered into his chamber and wept there. He's a type of Christ that wept over Jerusalem.
Right.
That said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that stonest the prophets and them that are sent unto thee, how alone you'd come unto me, I would have gathered your children as a hen doeth her chicks, but you would not. And here Joseph is a type of Christ. He's weeping. This is also a picture of when Jesus makes himself known to his people. Right now, they don't acknowledge Jesus. There are a few Jews that are saved.
Yeah.
But most of them, according to the Bible, have a veil over their heart and they can't believe because of that veil.
Right.
I had a veil over my heart for 34 years.
Yeah.
But praise God, I got my veil removed. But they've still got a veil over their heart.
Yeah.
And it's hard for a Jew to believe. Brother Bob Malkin, he's a saved Orthodox Jew. I like Brother Bob, Shouting Bob. He listens to our services a lot. Always sending me preaching messages and things to encourage me. I appreciate Brother Bob.
Yeah.
But it's hard for an Orthodox Jew to get saved. His mother and father, they're both lost. They disowned Brother Bob because he got saved.
Uh-huh.
They had a funeral and said, you're no longer our son.
Yeah.
He's not give up on them. I pray for them even this morning that they get saved. And I'm praying that they'll call their son and say, we need to get saved. We don't know how. And I'm praying that Bob will get to lead them to the Lord.
Yes.
Get them saved.
Yes, Lord.
But here, this is not just picturistic of Joseph's dream being fulfilled, but also it's a picture of Jesus making himself known to his own people. See, he came to his own. His own received him not. That's how we got in.
Yeah.
Praise God, we did get in.
That's right.
But anyway, his bowels are yearning. This is his bone. This is his people. And he wants to just say, I'm your brother. And he does here in a minute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Brother Eddie.
Yeah.
This is such a blessing.
It is.
You know, God's word is a blessing.
Yeah.
There's certain things in here that really touch your heart because you can really, really identify with it.
Mm-hmm.
And all this time that Joseph had been in prison,
right,
and then everything he went through, and then God, as you said, has blessed him. He is second in command in Egypt. And now his brothers and his baby brother, I can imagine how he felt in his heart. He just couldn't wait to tell them who he was. And you know, he forgave them.
Yeah.
And that's what we have to do as Christians.
Bless you, Bonnie.
We can't hold a grudge. We can't hold a chip on our shoulder.
Yeah.
We have to forgive.
I appreciate Bonnie making that statement. You think maybe Joseph forgot about all the misery he'd been through?
I think he did. Yes.
See, Jesus, he suffered on that cross.
Yeah, I believe.
And all that suffering, like Joseph, he'll forget all of that when he, you know, when he puts an end to all of this. Right now, it's just coming together, just like this dream's coming together,
yeah,
piece by piece, bit by bit. But I believe Joseph forgot about all of his adversity. He tells in a minute,
yeah,
you meant it to me for evil, but God meant it for good,
right,
to preserve life. And he's right where God wants him to be. And they don't know what he knows, but they're going to know. He's going to reveal himself to them.
Amen.
But he goes and weeps.
Yeah.
In verse 31, and he washed his face and went out and refrained himself and said, sit on bread. And they set on for him by himself and for them by themselves for the Egyptians which did eat with him by themselves, because the Egyptians might not eat bread with the Hebrews, for that is an abomination unto the Egyptians. You see this?
Yeah.
Kind of like today you got people got customs and they're a little different. Well, the Egyptians, they thought that Hebrews were abomination because they kept cattle. We'll bring it out later on when we get into this. Said, and they set before him the firstborn according to his birthright and the youngest according to his youth. And the men marveled one at another. And he took and sent messes unto them before him. But Benjamin's mess was five times as much as any of theirs.
Yeah.
And they drank and were merry with him. You know, he's showing honor to Benjamin here.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, Joseph is a type of Christ.
Yeah.
And this is a picture of Christ's first advent, where he was rejected by Israel and died and resurrected, and now he's exalted among the Gentiles but unrecognized by Israel.
Yeah.
Benjamin here, the son of sorrow, here he is now being honored. And you know, Benjamin, he kind of gets on the map right here.
Yeah.
In chapter 44, verse 1, and he commanded the steward of his house, saying, fill the men's sacks with food as much as they can carry. Boy, I like that. God always loads my wagon down.
Yeah, that's right.
Man, I may not notice it.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's always there.
Amen.
He said, as much as they can carry, and put every man's money in his sack's mouth. You know, when I think about that, I think about the scripture in Isaiah 55, where it says, come by without money.
Yeah.
And well, come on, Eddie. Here it is. Wherefore spend ye money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not. Hearken diligent to me, and eat that which is good. I've left that verse 1. Ho, everyone thirsty, come ye to waters. He that hath no money, come buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine, milk without money, without price. He said, put their money in their sack's mouth, and put my cup, the silver cup, in the sack's mouth of the youngest, and his corn money. And he did according to the word that Joseph had spoken. You know, Joseph, he's not making this easy on his brothers. But, you know, sometimes that's the way it needs to be.
Right.
Yeah.
He's conveying a message to them They haven't got it yet, Brenda, but they're going to get it. And as soon as the morning was light, the men were sent away, bearing their ashes, and they were not yet gone out of the city, and not yet far off. And Joseph said unto his steward, "Up, follow after the men, and when thou doest overtake them, say unto them, wherefore have ye rewarded evil for good? Is not this..." That's weird wording here. Is not this it in which my Lord drinketh, whereby indeed he divineth, ye have done evil in so doing?" He overtook them and spake unto them these same words. And they said unto him, "Wherefore saith my Lord these words? God forbid that thy servant should do according to this thing. Behold, the money which we found in our sack's mouth we brought again unto thee out of the land of Canaan. How then should we steal out of thy Lord's house silver or gold? With whomsoever of thy servants it be found, both let him die, and we also will be thy Lord's bondsmen." And he said, "Now also let it be according to your words. He with whom it is found shall be my servant, and ye shall be blameless." Then they speedily took down every man his sack to the ground, and opened every man's sack, and he searched and began at the eldest, and left at the youngest, and the cup was found in Benjamin's sack. Then they rent their clothes and laden every man his ass and returned to the city. And Judah and his brethren came to Joseph's house, for he was yet there, and they fell before him on the ground. Now, he's got their attention right here. Morning, Sister Sharon.
Morning.
He's got their attention right here. No more foolishness. I mean, this is about as serious gets. Yeah. Verse 15, "And Joseph said unto them, what deed is this that ye have done? Wot ye not that such a man as I can certainly divine?" And Judah said, "What shall we say unto my Lord? What shall we speak? Or how shall we clear ourselves? God has found out the iniquity of thy servant." You know, the Bible does say, "Be sure of this, your sin will find you out."
Yes.
Numbers 32:23. And that's what they're thinking. They're thinking that finally what they've done has fell on them, and it has to some degree. He said, "Behold, we are my Lord's servants, both we and he also with whom the cup is found."
Yeah.
And he said, "God forbid that I should do so. But the man in whose hand the cup is found, he shall be my servant. And as for you, get you up in peace unto your father." Then Judah came near and said unto him, "O my Lord, let my servant, I pray thee, speak a word in my Lord's ears. Let not thine anger burn against thy servant, for thou art even as Pharaoh. My Lord asked his servant, saying, have ye yet a father or a brother? And we said unto my Lord..." They're in over their heads right here, I just want you to know. They're pretty desperate right here.
Yeah.
"And we said unto my Lord, we have a father, an old man, and a child of his old age, and a little one, and his brother's dead, and he alone is left of his mother, and his father loveth him. Thou saidest unto thy servants, bring him down unto me, that I may set my eyes upon him. And we said unto my Lord, the lad cannot leave his father, for if he should leave his father would die.
Yeah.
And thou said, except unto thy servants, and thou saidest unto thy servants, except your youngest brother come down with you, you shall see my face no more.
Yeah.
And it came to pass, when we came unto thy servant, my father, we told him the words of my Lord..." Well, I thought I brought my water and I forgot it. "And our father said, go and buy us a little food." I probably left that in it.
Yeah.
And it's sitting on the counter over, I guess.
Okay.
He said, "And our father said, go and buy us a little food. We said, we cannot go down if our youngest brother be not with us. Then will we go down, for we may not see the man's face, except our younger brother be with us. Thy servant, my father, said unto us, ye know that my wife bare me two sons. And the one went out from me, and I said, surely he is torn in pieces, and I saw him not since. And if you take this also from me, and mischief befall him, ye shall bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave. They're talking about their father Joseph, Israel. Now therefore, when I come to thy servant my father, and the lad be not with us, seeing that his life is bound up in the lad's life, it shall come to pass when he seeth us that the lad is not with us, that he shall die, and thy servant shall bring down the gray hairs of thy servant our father with sorrow to the grave. For thy servant became surety for the lad unto my father, saying, if I bring him not unto thee, then I shall bear the blame to my father forever. Now therefore I pray thee, let thy servant abide instead of the lad a bondman to my lord. Let the lad go up with his brethren, for how shall I go up to my father, and the lad be not with me? Let peradventure the evil that shall come on my father. Now, he gave a pretty good explanation here. And I like verse 1 of chapter 45. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all of them that stood by him, and he cried, cause every man to go out for me. This is a type this is a type of Jesus making himself known to his people.
Right.
And here Joseph, a type of Christ, he said, I want everybody out. Cause every man to go out for me.
Yeah.
And there stood no man with him. Now they're thinking they're in trouble, buddy. Then it says, there stood no man with him while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren, and he wept aloud, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said unto his brethren, he said, I am Joseph. And that's the first time they've got a clue now what's really going on. He said, do if my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. Yeah. This one that they've sold, this one that they've been jealous of, reproved, here he is in second. Really, he's in control over all of Egypt, but he's second to Pharaoh. And they can't even answer him because they're troubled at his presence.
Yeah.
And like I said, this is a type of Christ here.
Yeah.
And Joseph said unto his brethren, come near to me.
Yeah.
Boy, when you think about Jesus making himself known to his people, the ones that said away with him,
yeah,
crucify him, crucify him. Give us Barabbas, a great sinner, sedition, murder. Here, Joseph in the same type here, making himself known to his brethren. He said, come near to me, I pray you. And they came near. And he said, I'm Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt.
Yeah.
He said, now therefore be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that you sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life. Now Joseph understands his dream.
Yes.
He's been interpreting everybody's dream. Now he understands his dream.
Right.
He says here, for these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in the which there shall neither be ear nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you a prosperity in the earth and to save your lives by great deliverance. You know, God done that for me. And if you're saved, God done that for you.
Yes, Lord.
Now the world, they don't want nothing to do with Jesus. They don't want to know nothing about Jesus. But I'm glad, like Joseph, God put Joseph right where he needed to be to help his own family, to help his own people. God put Jesus, a type, you know, of there's one and the same, so he could help also. He said, so now it was not you that sent me hither, but God.
Yeah.
And he hath made me a father to Pharaoh. You know, the Bible said the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Yes.
And the providence of God, that was the only way we could be redeemed. But he said, God sent me before you to preserve your prosperity in the earth and to save your lives by great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God, and he hath made me a father to Pharaoh and Lord of all of his house. You know, God gave Jesus a name above every name, highly exalted him, that at the name of Jesus every knee would bow and every tongue would confess. Well, that's what happened here to Joseph. And he said, and Lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. He said, haste ye, go to my father, and say unto him, thus saith thy son Joseph, God hath made me Lord of all Egypt. Come down unto me, tarry not, and thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me. You know, God made a way we could be near unto him.
Amen.
We'll be preaching today a little bit about heaven, using Abraham for a subject matter. But you know, I thought about Abraham. What if he hadn't got up out of the land of the Chaldees? What if he said, "Now nah, I'll be just fine right here."
Amen.
See what I mean? He had to get up. And we'll be preaching along those lines today. He had to get up where he was and head to where he's supposed to be. Joseph's telling his father, thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children and thy children's children and thy flocks and thy herds, all that thou hast, there will I nourish thee. You know, the Lord's going to take care of us.
That's right.
He's taking care of me now, Carolyn. But he's even really going to take care of me when I get to heaven.
Amen.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea how long it had been? I mean, once Joseph was sold into slavery until this time, do you know what?
I think it's 30 years. Hold on, man. We just mentioned that the other day, me and Brother Ed.
Yeah. It was 3 years, wasn't it? Something like that.
Yeah. Hold on there just a minute. I think I underlined it. I'm pretty sure it was 30 years.
I'm sure it was too.
Yeah.
I didn't underline it, but I know you looked it up after we discussed it.
Okay.
And I believe it was.
Now, he was a young man
because
It said he sent the lad out to check on his brothers.
Right.
But I thought I underlined it in here. But I think he was 30 years old. Again, portraying Christ.
Yeah, because you know we said that he was almost the same age as Jesus was when they crucified Jesus.
Amen.
33 or 32. And he looked it up, Brother Eddie did that day.
It says, "And there will I nourish thee, for yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household and all that thou hast come to poverty. And behold your eyes see in the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that it is my mouth that speaketh unto you." Joseph saying, I want you to know it's me telling you to do this.
Right.
Now they're scared to death. They've mistreated Joseph. And here he is showing them kindness, showing them compassion. He said, I want you to see, and I want you to know it's me saying this to you. Verse 13, and ye shall tell my father of all my glory. Boy, I tell you what, that's a blessing right there.
Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
Tell my father of all my glory
yeah.
in Egypt and of all that you have seen, and ye shall haste and bring down my father hither.
Yeah.
And he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept. And Benjamin wept upon his neck. Moreover, he kissed all his brethren and wept upon them. And after that, his brethren talked with him. I guess they've been speechless to this time right here.
Wow.
And the fame thereof was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, Joseph's brethren are come. And it pleased Pharaoh well, and his servants. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, say unto thy brethren, this do ye, lead your beast, and go get you unto the land of Canaan. Take your father and your household, and come unto me, and I will give you the good of the land of Egypt, and ye shall eat the fat of the land. Now thou art commanded, this do ye, take you wagons out of the land of Egypt for your little ones, and for your wives, and bring your father and come. Also regard not your stuff. For the good of all the land of Egypt is yours. You know, I'm not going to pack no bags, Jerry. When I leave out of here, I'm not going to worry about my stuff. For lack of better words, if somebody else wants it, they can have it. Won't be much to fight over. But he said, regard not your stuff, for the good of all the land of Egypt is yours. I'm glad heaven's ours. Amen.
Amen.
And the children of Israel did so, and Joseph gave them wagons according to the commandment of Pharaoh, and gave them provision for the way. To all of them he gave each man changes of raiment, but to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of raiment. And to his father he sent after this manner 10 asses laden with the good things of Egypt, 10 she-asses laden with the corn, laden with corn and bread and meat for his father by the way. So he sent his brethren away, and they departed. And he said unto them, see that you fall not out of the way. Fall out by the way. Now, I want you to pay attention to the rest of this chapter right here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've seen it.
Yeah.
They're bringing word to Joseph.
Right, right.
Joseph's not seen it, Mitchell.
Right.
And they're going to tell him something that's going to be hard to believe.
That's right.
I heard a man preach what we're going to read right here in the rest of this chapter here. It's pretty good. And to all I see, and they went up out of Egypt and came into the land of Canaan unto Jacob their father, and told him, you know, we're giving report down here, saying, Joseph is yet alive. You know, they don't think Jesus rose from the dead.
No.
No, they don't.
Now, Joseph didn't die, but they think he's dead.
Yeah.
But Jesus did die. And not only did he rise from the dead, but he showed himself to the 12, showed himself to 500. Last of all, Paul said he showed himself to me. I mean, great cloud of witnesses. But they're saying to their father Jacob, Joseph is yet alive. And he's governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're trying to tell him the report, and he ain't on board.
Mm-hmm.
They told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said unto them. He still ain't on board.
Yeah.
And when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob, their father, revived, and Israel said, it's enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die. I heard Bob McCurry, which I was praying for this morning, great preacher, Bob McCurry, preached a message one time when Joseph saw the wagons.
Right.
And you know, we haven't saw the wagons, but you know, in Luke 16, it's not a parable. Jesus speaking about a rich man and a beggar, talking about hell in that passage there. Like I said, it's not a parable. But it said that rich man died.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Ed said that beggar died. Said he's carried by angels. Said that rich man died and he's buried. I'm glad I ain't going to be buried, Brother Mitchell. I ain't seen the wagons yet, but I'm going to see them. I thought about that. That poor beggar died, Brenda, and he's carried by angels. That rich man died and they just buried him like dirt. You'd think that the roles would be swapped, that Lazarus would be the rich man and the rich man would be the beggar. But don't measure me by my wealth here. Let me put it that way.
That's right.
Jesus told Peter, he said, Peter, when you was young, you went wheresoever thou wast and did whatever thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, he said, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. I can't take myself to heaven. But I like that. Lazarus, the beggar, died and was carried by angels. I'll have an angel escort show up one of these days, Carolyn. Joseph saw them wagons. He said, I'm feeling pretty good now. I want to go see Joseph. Well, I'm going to feel pretty good. I want to go see Jesus. Because he's the one going to send my escort. Amen. But anyway, in this right here, Joseph, he revived. And he said, it's enough. He said, I believe that Joseph is alive. I'm going to go see him before I die. And we'll stop right there at the end of chapter 45. I tell you what, I like the sound of that. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm glad, you know, that the means was sent for Joseph to be able to believe. But also he saw the provisions that was sent. And there just wasn't no way to deny him. Brother Ed was talking to me about faith this morning. And faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. By it, the elders obtained a good report. And faith is something hard to understand. But yet, we got to have faith to go, and we got to have faith to keep going.
Right.
And faith does keep us going. Amen.
Right.
Does anybody know where faith comes from?
Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God.
Romans 10:17. Now faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Absolutely.
Father, we thank you for this Sunday school lesson this morning. Lord, it's a blessing. And we thank you, Father, for those that were here to hear it, those that heard it online. Give you praise and glory. Ask you, Lord, to help us through the rest of this service. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
You're talking about an angel coming to get you. I've seen that.
Amen.
I'm going to see it again. You know that? I'm going to get to see it twice in my lifetime.
Amen, Brother Ed. I'll just tell you, we won't have